morning, everybody. How is everyone today?
Guests were shown a demonstration of glass blowing and witnessed a one-of-a-kind ribbon-cutting ceremony, a ribbon made of glass, cut by Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation Chairman Robert Joya.
One of our main opportunities here at Canalside and our waterfront is to really tell the history of this community. And it's been a guiding principle all along. It will continue to be, and what we're celebrating is 150 years of glass making, glass blowing in Corning, New York.
It's also part of ongoing celebrations of the bicentennial of the Erie Canal. Brian Stratton, director of the New York State Canal Corporation, explained that glass production in Corning came to be when a company decided to move from Brooklyn and take advantage of the Erie Canal system.
Well, the canal opened in 1825, and by 1868 it had been enlarged to really multiply its capacity. It had been proven, and it was a tremendous transformational waterway transforming New York.
Visitors to the Corning Museum of Glass enjoy the art of glassmaking, but museum president and executive director Carol White says glass production remains critical to the local economy. It's used for various applications, including cell phone and TV screens, biomedical equipment, and more.
I'm sure that the public doesn't know that Corning makes diesel filters for trucks, or diesel, you know, now gasoline filters for cars as well. So they are constantly innovating.
The glass barge will stay in Canalside through Sunday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.